For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to the Testudo Times Podcast Network.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Testudo Times Outtakes Podcast. I'm your host, Lila Bromberg, here with my co-host, Matt Levine. And today we're joined by Maryland's basketball, Jairus Hamilton, who was deemed eligible by the NCAA. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How about yourself?
Good. So you obviously, you know, finally got to hear back about your eligibility. You know, great news for your team to be able to have you to play this season. But let's kind of just start going back to your high school days. You were originally offered by Mark Turgeon and his staff when, you know, you were a top 50 high school player in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So though you ended up at Boston College, what kind of stood out to you most about the coaching staff and the school at that point?
Well, I just knew that there was a really great coaching staff and that they had really good success, you know, because they have been doing really good things with how Maryland's been playing up here and all that. So I was definitely intrigued and had some connections to them. So it was just nice and easy just to build a relationship with Coach Turgeon back in high school and just to start that back up again, you know, coming from leaving from Boston College.
And in high school also, you were on a Nike EYBL team that took part in a lot of NBA camps. So you went up with battles against other top prospects. What was that like for you?
It was fun. It was fun, you know, because I just love to compete against the best, so no matter what. And so it was just fun just to go out there and just, you know, see where my game leveled up against some of the top players, you know, in our class. And I felt that I did pretty well going against that competition.
And who are some of those guys or favorite guys you like to go up against?
I don't really have a favorite. I mean, I played against a lot of guys, so it was different. I mean, I played against like Zion, Cam, Reddish, who else? A lot of good cats. So I can't even think of all the names, honestly, but it was just fun just, you know, to be able to measure my game against the top talent in our grade.
Are there any of those battles that kind of, you know, you still remember, games you kind of still remember going up against those guys?
I remember a couple camps, a couple games, you know, just, you know, getting in the zone, having my days and stuff like that, but nothing really in particular.
And I know most of your childhood was in North Carolina, but you lived in the area when, you know, your brother attended St. Francis back in 2014, right? So what was that experience like, just kind of spending that year in Baltimore?
It was really different coming. I was born in Charlotte, so I knew Charlotte my whole life. And just coming up here to a whole different city, whole different area, it was really different, but it was nice, though. It was nice to see a whole different part of the world and just see a big culture's change and how things and how normal life is up here. So it was definitely a fun and exciting time for us as well.
So when we had Galen Smith on the podcast after he committed over the summer, he had said one of the things he was most looking forward to about coming to the area was like having like Maryland crabs for the first time. Have you already had that experience then living in the area in 2014?
I did not. Actually,
you lived in the area and didn't get crabs?
Yeah. I haven't had any Maryland seafood. So yeah, I definitely gotta reach out for that. Yeah. I never had it when I was up here the first time. So I definitely gotta do that.
And just your brother, like, how much did he kind of influence you, especially as a basketball player?
Oh, he influenced me a lot, you know, just seeing his determination and his hard work with going through consistently obstacles and everything. And so, you know, just his hard work and his value to the game, you know, I always appreciated, like, how hard he's worked. And that set a great example for myself growing up.
And sort of transitioning now into collegiate days, you transferred to Maryland in April. But can you just talk about what that process was like for you, transfer process, looking at different schools, and then ultimately choosing Maryland?
Well, it was definitely weird because since the outbreak of the virus, nobody was like allowed to go visit schools and everything. So it was just like a whole different weird time and just a lot of voice calls and a lot of Zooms and stuff like that. Just, you know, try to get a relationship based with certain people. But, you know, I felt that like me and Coach Turgeon and Harry built a great relationship back in high school when we were communicating back then. And it just really picked off from where it left off, you know, when we started talking again this April. So, you know, it was definitely felt like this was the place I needed to be.
And then you mentioned kind of how it was weird just doing everything over Zoom calls, but then also kind of what was that like to then kind of move and you know, actually like transition physically, you know, during the pandemic?
What do you mean by physically?
Like to actually, like, once you kind of enrolled and stuff like that, just kind of starting a new college in the middle of a pandemic.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely different. It's definitely not what I've experienced how living college was before, you know. It was not a really quick, easy adjustment, but, you know, having these guys around that we have, you know, on our team and all the players and the managers and guys that we have, it's like a big family base. So we're all really close with each other. So, you know, just building that friendship with these guys, you know, made it a whole lot easier than it would have been.
Right. Do you feel like you've kind of just been able to bond with those guys a bit more just, you know, because you guys are all kind of, you know, stuck in your apartments and stuff like that?
Yeah, of course. But we have no really where else to go. So, you know, we all really around each other together. So, you know, it's just great, you know, just to bond with the guys, you know, and just start to really figure out people and what they like to do and stuff like that.
So who are you rooming with? Who are you placing an apartment with?
I'm with Eric. Yeah, so me and Eric, we just be hanging out, just chilling and stuff, just watching games, playing video games, stuff like that.
I know he's very competitive about 2K.
Yeah,
I was a debate on my team last year of, like, who was the best at 2K.
Oh, yeah. Nah, he's good, though. He's definitely good. There's definitely some competition.
And what has it been like kind of just living in Boston for 2 years and then now transitioning here?
It's been definitely a lot warmer than it usually was, honestly. So, but it's been nice, though. It hasn't been crazy. It's a crazy of a change, you know. This is both northern places than where I'm used to being, so it's going to be colder and stuff like that. But it's definitely just been nice, you know, just seeing a whole different, you know, a whole different university, being around a whole different feeling, a whole different vibe. You know, it's been great just to, you know, be here.
And then on Tuesday, you become immediately eligible. What was that initial feeling when Coach Turgeon announced that at practice?
It was definitely a moment of relief. You know, I didn't know for a long time I didn't know how long I was gonna be able to be eligible for this year and things like that. So it was definitely just, you know, I was very excited and just very thankful in the moment that, you know, things actually really came through on the positive side since we have been trying to get the waiver for so long.
Yeah, that was definitely kind of a crazy process, especially with just some of the transfers that were going through this summer. So, you know, glad you were able to get that. And, you know, now you're joining a team that, you know, won a Big Ten title last year and lost two of its best players. I guess just kind of first off, like, what was that ring ceremony like for you to kind of, like, see that celebration and to kind of be able to see, like, the fruits of that labor?
Well, it was definitely a great, you know, ceremony, you know, just to see the guys and just see the old players, you know, from last year come back and just see how united and how close and the chemistry that they all had together and just seeing that, like, seeing why they were such a successful team and how they did so well. But also being a part of, like, as a new kid, you know, a little bit of jealousy, like, man, I want to get my own ring as well, too. So it definitely got a lot of motivation from that day, you know, to come back out this year and try to, you know, do something special again.
Right. And kind of with that motivation and hunger for you guys to do that again, like, how has it been, you know, just at practice so far? How do you think, you know, everyone is looking, just kind of, you know, getting a lot less than a month away from the season?
Well, we're looking real good. You know, we play a lot. We're a very competitive team. You know, we get at each other, you know, very honest and very open with each other too. So I think we're looking really good. You know, we've been really getting our chemistry up a whole lot better with having a whole lot of new guys coming in. So I think we've been looking really good, ready to shock a lot of people.
Yeah, like, you know, you guys are a very new roster. There's, you know, definitely a lot of buzz with other teams around the Big Ten, and, you know, you guys have been kind of overlooked. People are underestimating you. Like, how kind of hungry does that make you guys, and what's that mentality been like?
Oh, no, it definitely makes us hungry. You know, anybody that doubts us is just going to make us even hungrier, you know. We got a bunch of like dogs on this team that, you know, want to win at all costs, you know, and want to win and just wants the team to win. So I think that's going to focus our priority, you know, in this preseason, and now get into these actual practices. We've been focusing on, you know, all the people that have been saying a lot of negative things around us, how, you know, just coming back to shock a lot of people who had us written off.
And as a 6'8", 230-plus pound power forward, how do you see yourself fitting into this Maryland roster?
Oh, I see myself bringing a lot of versatility, a lot of there's a lot of things that, you know, can always bring to the game. Just a great, good defender, can defend a lot of different positions. You know, versatility to score, to distribute, to get other people going and stuff like that. Just being able to make plays for myself and make plays for others. So I think I can really help out this team a lot.
And what do you think the transition from the ACC to the Big Ten will be like in terms of physicality and size? Because, as you know, the Big Ten has phenomenal big men like Luka Garza, Kofi Coburn, yeah, so many others.
Yeah, honestly, that's one thing I'm looking forward to seeing. Honestly, I really can't. I don't understand. I can't feel it because I haven't been able to be in a game type setting, a game type feel. So I know how the ACC is. I played in there for 2 years, so I'm definitely looking forward to just seeing how physical. You know, what's the game speed like? Are they just the energy of a Big Ten game comparing it to an ACC game?
And you mentioned, you know, being in the same apartment, you know, as Eric. What are some other guys that you've kind of instantly bonded with since transferring?
I've been bonding basically. I mean, we're a really close team. Everybody's tight together. I mean, I hang out with Galen, hang out with Daryl, hang out with Quan and Marcus, the freshman. Like, I hang out with everybody. Like, everybody on this team is pretty close, pretty intact. You know, and so we all just really like to enjoy our company around each other.
So did that kind of chemistry just form quickly, even though you guys were, you know, such a new team?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it definitely formed quickly because, you know, it was kind of like forced, you know, because we had nowhere else we could really go, especially with the COVID and everything. So we all just was around each other.
So before we let you go, Jairus, we're going to do a quick rapid fire question segment just to let everyone get to know you a little bit better. So the first one is, if you had to pick three words to describe yourself, what would they be?
Sheesh. Like, I gotta say pretty, I would say, dang, I don't know. I'd probably say pretty reserved. If you don't, I mean, I don't know, it's hard to say that. Reserved, if you don't know me, but I'm not really that reserved, I guess. Fun. I like to just have fun, outgoing, and I guess just very meticulous, I guess, with a lot of things I do. I don't know.
Who was your basketball idol growing up?
My basketball idol, T-Mac.
Definitely T-Mac. Do you have a specific pregame routine?
Pregame routine, I'll just listen to music. Music, I listen to music, I'm ready to go.
What music would you be listening to?
Probably any type of rap, honestly. Yeah.
And what kind of gets you more hype in a game, a block or a dunk?
If am I doing it, or is more my teammates doing it?
For you.
For me, a block. A block gets me hype.
Like, yeah, I thought guys would say dunk, but whenever we've guys on, they say a block.
Nah, it's just that feeling you get from like sending somebody shot away. Nah, it's different. It's different.
What is your favorite pair of shoes to play in?
Favorite pair of shoes to play in? I don't know. Probably some Steph Curry's, I guess.
And what is your favorite TV show, or like what were you watching during quarantine?
I watched a lot of The Sopranos. I watched a lot of that, so I went back and watched that. So yeah.
That's been something that people have been telling me to watch, but I haven't gotten around to yet.
You should watch it. It's a real good show. It's a real good show.
And what is your favorite food?
Favorite food? Probably Italian food. Pizza, spaghetti. I love it.
And you mentioned, we were talking about 2K a little bit. What is your favorite video game?
Favorite video game? Yeah, it would be 2K. Yeah, basically. That's all we play.
And if you played another sport other than basketball, what would that be?
Baseball.
Did you play it all growing up?
Yeah, I played for 13 years. Yeah, so I played a long time.
What kind of went into that decision to go with basketball over baseball?
When I started getting older, I started realizing what I liked more and what I was just doing, you know, because other people were doing it basically. And I just realized I like basketball more than baseball.
And last but not least, do you have any hidden talents that Turt fans should know about?
I self-taught myself how to play a couple songs of Beethoven on the piano. So I know a little bit of the piano, but now I'm not really fully there yet.
Nice.
So thank you so much, Jairus, for joining us. We're really excited to see you suit up this year. Mm-hmm. And we thank everybody for joining us on this edition of the Outtakes podcast, Matt Levine and Lila Bromberg with Jairus Hamilton.
No, thank you for having me.